This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me.
Today's topic, money is democracy. There's always a lot of talk about democracy when it comes to who controls government. But fundamentally, it's money that controls government. Billionaires such as Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, and Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News, or Steve Jobs' widow, who owns The Atlantic. The list goes on and on. They are the real government. For example, the trans movement is almost entirely financed by the heirs of one billionaire, Homer Stryker. Billionaires are completely transforming society. Everything that is counterintuitive and doesn't make sense can be traced to a billionaire with a personal agenda. The primary example being George Soros, the man behind increasing crime, deteriorating race relations, overseas military escapades, and virtually every negative thing happening to the U.S. Other countries get in on the money is democracy pipeline. Every member of the U.S. House of Representatives has an AIPAC, American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, member assigned to their staff that reminds them where their campaign contributions come from. It's so blatant that the Israeli Prime Minister brags about how Israel dictates American foreign policy. That explains the invasion of Iraq, Syria, and Iran, because those nations are competitors with Israel for control of the Middle East. There is a way out. Matt Gaetz, the only House member not infiltrated by AIPAC, notably advocates for legislators not to be able to trade individual stocks, not to be able to lobby after they leave office, and most importantly, not take money from lobbyists and PACs. Add term limits to that, and maybe money wouldn't equal democracy.
For more, see my website at martinhash.com.